In West Palm Beach yesterday, two environmentalists were jailed and five others received probation for protesting the construction of a planned new natural gas-fired power plant last February. The protests had involved the activists linking themselves with chicken wire and PVC pipe to protest what they said will be the negative effects the plant will have on the environment. Originally, there were 27 activists arrested after the protests at the site of the Florida Power & Light's West County Energy Center. But after a series of court hearings, just seven went before a Palm Beach County judge on Monday after being charged in December with unlawful assembly, trespassing, and resisting an officer without violent misdemeanors. Two of those protesters, Panayuti Cholkis and Lynn Purvis, were ordered jail for 60 and 30 days each respectively. The other five were sentenced to probation for a maximum of 1 year. Kara Jennings is a local activist and a city commissioner in Lake Worth, Florida.
That power plant is owned by SPNL, and it has a power plant very close nearby called the Barley Barber Power Plant. These two power plants combined are an incredible impact on the area, and SPL has never done a true full environmental impact statement on the effects of either of these power plants on the region. So we've been contesting their ability to add a new gigantic power plant.
All seven activists could receive formidable fines. Assistant State Attorney Danielle Croak told the judge that the defendants should each pay the more than $21,000 in investigative costs the sheriff's office absorbed to handle the protest. Kara Jennings said she and her fellow activists have been using every legal means possible, including meeting with Governor Charlie Crist, to have a full impact statement done by FPNL on the possible effects of building the power plant, which is 1,000 feet from the Waxahachie Wildlife Refuge. But she said it was all to no avail, leading the activists to engage in an act of civil disobedience.
So we decided to block the driveway to the power plant, which was under construction. The sheriff's department responded in great excess, bringing over 100 officers to a protest. The officers outnumbered or equally numbered the protesters there. He spent a lot of money to defend SPNL. And at the sentencing hearing, it was actually the sheriff's department that is pushing the charges. The private company, SPNL, has not pressed charges. So
the West County Energy Center is scheduled to come online in the next couple of months. But activists say they'll keep up the fight, despite Monday's jailing of two of their colleagues. Again, Kara Jennings.
I think the intention is to have a chilling effect. The charges against these activists are misdemeanors. There was no property damage, no harm caused to an officer. It was a very calm protest. So to take that type of scenario and allow it to equate jail time for activists, I think that will definitely discourage other people from participating.